It's a quality mix of music from then and now with Gomez. See the World just before that. Sheryl Crow gave us Strong Enough. Good morning, Jenny here with you. And Don and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
It's Friday. Got to be good.
It is certainly Friday. There is no doubt about that. So what's happening in the world of movies?
Well, you know, Jenny, we were going to check out two movies for this week, but John and I, we actually got banned from seeing one of them.
Oh, they must have known you all too well.
I guess so. Arthur and the Invisibles, all we can say is indeed invisible because we definitely could not see it.
And apparently Madonna had a hard time getting to the Today Show on time to promote her own movie.
All kinds of crazy stuff going on with us stars.
Yeah, exactly. Stars. You guys are all having a hard week.
You know, but the official stand on the whole Arthur Invisibles thing, that there was no screening because supposedly they couldn't get the movie here.
Yeah, so, you know, anyone out there who thinks they were at a supposed screening on Wednesday at Elcon, I suppose you're probably mistaken because it didn't happen.
Yeah, what? Here we go again. More restraining orders and lawsuits for us.
Hey, they handpick which movie reviewers get to see their movie and they lie to the rest of us. Fact.
Yeah, well,
really?
That's true. Yeah. Yep. So you're going to have to draw your own conclusions.
And you guys are like going for the jugular right here on the air right now.
We're just stating the facts, Jenny. Draw your own conclusions. Okay. Movie sucks. Fact.
So Arthur and the Invisibles just don't see it is what you guys are saying.
We're saying that they wouldn't let us see it. So
yeah, they let others.
And we're saying that it sucks, even though we didn't see it.
Now we're in trouble. More trouble, John. We're just going to get in trouble all day long.
Jenny, they don't scare me. I'll take them all on. You know, Donald Trump, I'll take Donald Trump on. Here's a little known fact. Donald Trump, alien. Dude's from outer space. And he cheats on his intergalactic taxes, Jenny. If I'm lying, Donald, sue me. Call me out on Larry King and Entertainment Tonight. I dare ya.
But what we don't want to have happen is for Donald to make fun of our TV show, you know, because it is scheduled to air mid-February, Saturday afternoons at 12:30 on Tucson CW. So check your local listings for details.
Wow, you guys. Good job. So what's happening in the world of movies besides Arthur and the Invisibles?
Well, we did get to see Alpha Dog, so we're going to tell you about that one.
Which I am excited about.
Okay.
Are you really?
Here we go.
Alpha Dog, of course, stars Justin Timberlake, so as if taking little Britney Spears' innocence weren't enough, now he's got my $8 too.
Yeah. Well, this movie, it's another movie in a whole long string of movies about true events. And there are some movies that are told about true stories that are really good, like Freedom Riders last week, really good movie. And then there's just some stories that probably shouldn't be told necessarily. Yeah. The movie stars Bruce Willis, Sharon Stone, and of course, Justin Timberlake.
And then there are some other really familiar faces in the movie.
I've just seen the commercials
and I'm like, that guy looks familiar. But maybe they're old friends. You know?
Yeah, I know.
You never know.
Maybe you'll have to see and check it out. But you know, the movie, Justin, his character, his buddy, is a drug dealer and their so-called gang leader. And these guys are just rich kids sitting around with nothing better to do. So they start this little gang and they deal drugs and stuff. Well, the gang leader has a deal with one of his gang guys and it goes bad. So to get even, he kidnaps the gang guy's little brother, keeps him hostage for the money.
And these are all like upper class white kids.
Yes, they are.
Exactly. They are.
Acting all hoodlum and stuff.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. And you know, don't expect a happy ending from this movie at all, though, because the gang leader guy, in real life, he becomes all-time youngest guy on the FBI's 10 most wanted list.
Yeah, in real life. So.
Yeah.
Probably not your kind of story, but
okay.
I have to say
thank
that,
you.
Yeah. Justin, you know, I'm okay with you bringing sexy back. You need to bring my $8 back, seriously. Now, he actually does pretty good in the movie. And in fact, you get a wide range
of
movie.
Well, I don't know if you saw the Saturday Night Live skit where he just rocked the party.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He has some acting dance.
Yeah, he does. He's got some stuff going on.
Yeah.
There really is a wide range in this movie. I mean, between the acting, the dialogue, and some actually pretty creative filmmaking techniques like split screens and stuff, there's some stuff that definitely works in the movie and some stuff that definitely does not work. But overall, I thought they did a pretty decent job of telling the story, but it's just a violent, tragic, kind of bizarre story. So also, I got to say, you know, I understand that like doing drugs appeals to some people, but I can't imagine watching other people do drugs appeals to anyone. And there's a lot of this movie that's just watching people do drugs, which I didn't like it all.
Yeah, so. You know, the thing that I didn't like about the movie was Sharon Stone's performance. She overacts big time.
She's not really, even in the previews.
You know,
she kind of has a small
Willis
part.
And, yeah. and Sharon Stone yeah. are not. Because I
they have small parts.
They did it last night. It was on a lot, the little preview for the
She's
movie.
She's just in there enough to ruin the whole thing, I think.
Yeah, it's just really bizarre. But the part that I did like, though, was Justin Timberlake. He really did a good job, which I was kind of surprised about. Uh-huh. But honestly, I'd rather see his music videos than him in this movie. So in a movie night traffic, like, we're going to rate Alpha Dog a red.
A red.
Yeah,
don't
it's just not good enough.
Too much drama for Dawn.
And there's so many great movies out. So
I know,
it's like
I
you have a you have kind of a backlog of some really great movies to see.
And some good ones coming up too. So
good.
Yeah. Are you gonna check out the Golden Globe Awards on Monday
of
night
course.
At all?
Of course.
Well, you know, John and I were a little suspect of any award show that has Babel and Borat some of its nominees.
Either of those win, I'm moving to Kazakhstan. I mean,
but it does have some of our favorites. The Departed's up for Best Picture. So that's cool.
I think Bobby will win because you know the Kennedys, they always win. Look at Ted. I mean, Ted Kennedy could. He could be drunk and bankrupt and beat Jesus Christ in a Senate race in Massachusetts.
John,
really
you're on an off the wall roll today.
Yes,
I'm like, what?
Yes.
I'm nervous about what's going to come out of your mouth next.
Well, you know,
Leonardo
DiCaprio and Forrest Whitaker, they're both up for Best Actor, and they should win. But you know who's probably going to get it is Will Smith for Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah. I have a good friend that just saw that.
Me because I mean, Will Smith is great in that movie, but does he really deserve an acting award for portraying a kid? Father when it's actually his kid.
Well, I didn't see the movie, so I can't stand up for him. Yeah. But I would stand up for him.
Just on
he's
principle.
He's definitely good and super nice guy, he seems like, but I just don't think that's a real acting challenge.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
What about
Annette Bening? She's up for Best Actress for Running with Scissors.
If she wins that, I'm going to stab myself with
a pair. That's one of those obscure
it's very
movies
obscure.
That,
and it's
that,
not,
like,
that they throw in there. There's a lot of those in there.
Yeah. Well, they're like, some people really like those movies, John. They do.
John's definitely not one of those. If it were well done, I bet he'd like it. That one was pretty bad. But, you know, Best Supporting Actor, there's Ben Affleck, Jack Nicholson, and your favorite, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. Which one for his role in...
For The Departed.
The Departed.
Yeah.
The Departed. Actually, all three of those guys deserve to win. Oh. So my pick is Eddie Murphy for Dreamgirls.
And animated films, there's Cars, which is okay. Uh-huh. There's Happy Feet, which is even better. And Monster House, which could be a classic.
Yeah, so Cars will win.
You guys know. Yeah.
But next year, we're thinking that we'll probably be there receiving an award for our TV show. So
I
tune
bet.
In next
yeah,
year.
I can't wait. I hope I get maybe a ticket for like the balcony or something.
Oh, you could be in the front row if we have anything to say about it.
Well, Dawn and John joining us with our movie night traffic light. They're here with us every Friday morning just before 9 o'clock. And you can go directly to their website, movienighttrafficlight.com, to find out more about them and their movie reviews. Also, you can log on to ours, 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny in the Morning and Movie Night Traffic Light. And we'll talk to you next week and see what's going on. Are there big movies coming out next week?
Yeah. You know, Letters from Iwo Jima was actually postponed till next week. So that's going to come out next week. So
okay,
we'll talk
great.
About that then.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jenny.